Greetings, it's your girl Culture Pearl, aka Carmelo Fisher, and welcome back to another episode of Culture Pearl Images, LLC, where we address everything relating to women's mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Today's topic is, it doesn't have to make sense. Let me say that again. It doesn't have to make sense. In fact, those words were the same words I heard when I was working in corporate America. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying that when you're in man's world, it has to make sense because it's driven by emotions and ego. But in God's word, it doesn't have to make sense. Now, I'll give you a case in point where when I work corporate, my supervisor at that time would always say that it's the agency's way. It doesn't have to make sense. And it really wasn't making sense. Now, when you're working with individuals and you're impacting their lives, it has to make sense. It'll put you in a jam. It'll really put you in a jam because now you're having to account for stuff like that. And you also have to consider your license and the person's lives that you're dealing with. Now, the other part to this is you have to have discernment. This is where discernment comes in, that intuition where your gut feeling kicks in, where you're being told something, your head and your heart are not in alignment, but your gut is saying, I feel something totally different. It's that discernment really kicking in, and you have to have relationship to know that. You have to be connected and aligned. So one morning, I get up, and I hear a still small voice saying, go get your things. Go start packing up your things. And I'm like, really? And I was obedient this morning, again, because here's that discernment. So I go down, pick up my stuff, start, you know, taking everything out and just start shredding. Because it was at the height of the pandemic. You didn't know what was going on anyway. So I got the word. I figured that, you know, the word was true. Let me go and get my stuff. So lo and behold, I get there and I don't have a key to my office. No one told me that they were making arrangements for my office. In certain offices, not everybody's office, but just a few different offices around in that area. But no one alerted me. Okay? So that was one. That was key one right there. And now the other things were starting to happen. The environment, the climate was changing. The interaction was changing. And the way God was doing something in me during that time and doing something, they were doing stuff behind the scenes. And again, if you're listening to any of the other podcasts, it would tell you what actually happened. But that's when it didn't make sense. But it made sense from a spiritual perspective. So I am just saying all this to say, when you're moving forward in this next season and God is changing your whole trajectory, make sure you're in alignment, that you have discernment, that you're hearing that still small voice. Because in man's world, it may not make sense. It may not make sense. But in God's world, it really doesn't have to make sense. So that I'll leave you. And I hope it was clear for you that you understood this message. As you move forward, it doesn't have to make sense in a spiritual realm. But in man's world, it has to make sense. That's my time. If this podcast has blessed you in any way, feel free to like and subscribe. Thank you.